What the fuck? Slim is choking!
Hello, guys! Welcome to ANMMA episode 53.
Hello!
I'm your host, Slim.
Big Monty in the building.
Oh, are you from,
Are you about to do your weird Russian thing again?
No, I was just going to ask you if you were from Australia.
Nope.
Canada?
Nope.
You sound like a South Park Canadian.
A South Park Canadian?
I'm not your buddy, guys.
No.
We will lure him out with Kraft dinner.
No. Michelob.
Michelob?
Michelob.
Do you know the way?
My uncle dates a woman from Canada. She has a lazy eye. Her name's Kim.
Okay. She's a sweet lady.
Yeah, she's nice.
Shout out to you,
Kim. She makes good food.
So, you know, I talked last week about how I don't like to call my shots, and sure enough, our guest had something else going on. But we will rebook him.
Luckily, we got Jamal on, right?
Yeah, shout out Jamal. And then he canceled too. Oh. But we will rebook him also. He does have a title fight coming up for Honor Fighting Championship 5.
Why are we still the most canceled on podcast? I thought we were supposed to be popping.
We took those weeks off and lost momentum.
Oh, wow. I don't like that.
No, me neither. We got to keep on it. Except for next week. I won't be here. Hopefully, if everything goes right with my fucking... I don't want to talk about it. Anyway.
You know, Mats, he'll be here for you guys, though, to talk about the weekend's event. So
yeah,
don't
maybe
you worry.
He'll get like a movie star on or something.
Don't you? Probably not. But don't you worry your pretty little heads.
All right. So UFC Fight Night 129 yeah. is in the books in Chile.
Chile.
What do you think about it so far? Or I mean, in
it's happening right now. Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was a good card. I don't know. It wasn't like...
I thought it started a little slow.
It did, for sure.
Ended a little slow.
There were some upsets, but overall, can't complain.
Yeah.
We had a card to watch.
Right.
So let's take it from the top.
Okay. I was not ready. You go ahead and start.
All right. So in the first fight, we had Felipe Silva taking on Claudio Puelles. And how'd this one go, Slim?
Basically, hang on, I forget what he looks like.
Okay. So basically, what went down was this man, Felipe Silva, was absolutely dominating this entire fight.
Yeah.
I mean, he was absolutely busting Puelles up.
His hands looked killer, but Puelles looked amazing on the ground. Every time he would take it to the ground, he would pull guard and he had a nice little transition, but Silva wasn't having none of it. He wanted to keep it standing.
But Claudio Puelles happened to be on his back and wrapped up Felipe Silva's leg.
In the third round.
And ended up sinking in a freaking knee bar.
It was close.
For one of the craziest comebacks I've seen. Probably the best comeback we've seen this year.
It was close to being stopped.
Do you know what Claudio Puelles did?
What?
He earned the greatest statistical comeback in UFC lightweight history.
Yes.
He was down by 54 significant strikes. He was being just absolutely outstruck. Outmaneuvered, out everything.
He was outstruck, total strikes 103-16.
But the man's heart would not let him stop. Claudio Puelles with a fucking amazing victory.
He's only 22 years old. He's got a lot of room for improvement, but man, he needs to work on that. Stand up. He was getting pieced up every single shot Silva threw. He landed pretty much.
He handled it though, and he ended up getting the win. So shout out to Claudio Puelles, who got himself 50 G's, baby.
Very nice.
Claudio Puelles runs off into the distance in the nice, beautiful sunset with $50,000 while Felipe Silva has to go back to the drawing board. Claudio Puelles wins via knee bar 2 minutes and 23 seconds into the third round.
Oh, yeah. On to the next fight. We had Henry Briones going up against Frankie Sainz.
That's an...
What?
Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Thank you.
It's Henry.
And what?
Henry.
Henry Briones going up against Frankie Sainz. This fight seemed to be a lot of like Brazilian against Mexicans. Did you see that theme?
I mean, there were...
Just Southern Americans in general, kind of.
I mean, yeah, it was in Chile.
Yeah. Well, I guess, is Mexico North America? I think so, yeah.
Actually, technically, I'm pretty sure Mexico is considered North America.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Like, to us, they're South America.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure they're considered...
The
I'm
continent
sure
of North America.
Canada, Mexico, and U.S. make up the...
Dope. History. Oh, geography!
With Monty.
Dope.
It's like a terrible spinoff.
Yeah. Where we only get half right.
We'll talk about like shit in Akron.
Go down East Market. And,
Everything's off East Market.
Literally, everywhere you need to go. Sometimes you go to exchange. I wouldn't, though. So we had Henry Briones going up against Frankie Sines. Both these fighters were 37, I believe. So a lot of experience between the two. Sines, being the shorter fighter, was able to get in close, get the takedowns, and eventually wear Briones out.
Yeah, Frankie Sines, good fight, man. Shout out to him for coming in with a good game plan. And he has now beaten Henry Briones and Mirab Dvalishvili in his last two fights. So making a little bit of a comeback from that three-fight losing streak he had.
Mm-hmm.
And on the other hand, we have Mr. Briones, who is now at 16-8-1. And like we said last week, he's kind of on a little bit of a drop-off here. What was that?
Fridge turned off.
Yeah, he's lost his last four fights in a row. So we'll see what Briones can do. But Frankie Sines defeats Henry Briones 30-27, 30-27, and one judge had it 30-26. How'd you have that, Slim?
I
thought it was more 30-27.
Yeah. Yeah, I would give it 30-27, to be honest.
So Frankie Sines with the victory in the bantamweight division. Let's move on to the featherweights.
We had Brandon Killabee Davis going up against
Enrique Barzola.
Enrique No Neck Barzola.
Da-da-da-da-da!
He really has no neck, dude. He looks like Atoria.
Boy!
You remember Atoria? Oh, shit.
No, you didn't. You are so grimy. Bro.
For those of you that don't know, we went to school with this girl named Atoria. She had no neck, like, at all.
Bro, you know Shorty got arrested for, like, manslaughter or some shit?
Yeah, she's in jail.
Fuck around. She's about to come fucking catch a body on you.
Shout out to you, Atoria.
Yeah, you better shout her out.
And your brother, Enrique. So.
Damn, you're so fucked up. You called him Shorty from middle school with no neck. Oh, wow.
Yeah, she used to always show up in class and just, like, throw shit on the table. And
she looks like the people I used to draw when I was like four.
No necks. Not even sticks. Just
it was literally just like their head on their legs.
On the body.
In their arms. Wait, oh, no. All right. Come on.
We're hauling. Okay.
Henry, we're about to get pulled up on.
Right. Going up against Brandon Davis. Brandon Davis with that swagger. It's hard to believe he's already got four fights in the UFC. Can you believe that?
He's moving quick, bro.
It's nuts. Turns out now he's 2-2. Enrique Barzola just had his number. Yeah. He landed 10 takedowns.
Yeah. He really just dominated this fight. Came in with a good game plan. He knew what Brandon Davis's weaknesses were, and he pretty much just took it, like, beautiful advantage of everything in his game and got a dominant victory. He ended up winning the fight 30-27, 30-26, 30-26. Now, this one, I do agree it was 30-26.
Yeah, for sure. So, the fighter from Peru is now on a four-fight win streak.
Yeah, so watch out for Enrique Barzola, bro. I mean, a win over Brandon Davis, that's not easy to come by.
Nah,
so
you ain't going
to
get him in a choke.
Yeah, so Enrique Barzola defeats Brandon Killer B. Davis 30-27, 26-26. And that was the preliminary card on UFC Fight Pass. Let's move on to the preliminary card that was on Fox Sports 2.
We had Gabriel Benitez going up against Humberto Bennett Bandanae.
So remember, I'm pretty sure both of us took Bandanae in this one because, I mean, he's just been doing really good lately. You know, Mowgli's just kind of, I mean, he beat Jason Knight, but, you know, other than that, you know, you never know what you're going to get out of Mowgli. So they came out immediately. This man, Benitez, lands a huge body shot and dropped Bandanae. So they stand back up, and again, he gets Bandanae down and pretty much goes into his guard. Bandanae locked in a nice armbar, like he almost had it.
Yeah.
If he could have gotten that extended, that might have been a tap out.
Yeah.
But Benito Lopez, I'm thinking of a dude from fucking Dana White's Tuesday Night Contender Series.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Gabriel Benitez.
Where'd you get that?
Picked up and slammed Bandanae and freaking stunned him and then followed up with a hammer fist that put him out.
That shit was nuts.
Pure strength out of Mowgli. So, I mean, dude, he's himself now on a tear, just beating Jason freaking Knight and then a very impressive win over Humberto Bandanae, even got himself 50 G's.
Yeah, that's a
lot.
Let's
see what's going on for Benitez. He's only 29. I mean, he has some hard losses. He lost to, previously mentioned, Enrique Barzola, and he lost to Touchy Feely. But other than that, bro, this man's...
He's 5-2 in the UFC. I mean, that's not bad at all.
Mm-mm. He's been in it for a while, so we'll see if he can keep putting together some good quality wins like this. I'd like to see what we can get out of Mowgli here. So,
sure.
A great performance from him, getting him the win in 39 seconds via slam and punches. Mowgli.
Mo!
Give him 50 G's.
Did he get the 50?
Yeah, he got 50.
Nice.
That was the two performance of the night bonuses already. Claudio Puelles and Gabriel Mowgli Benitez.
Nice.
Both going home with 50.
Check out the spear I got.
Ooh, triple tail. I bet Chad would love that.
Try it. It's a fruity IPA. It tastes like pineapple. It's so slap. Bro, I should have recorded it. I let my mom try it. Dude, her face went...
Oh, shit.
She drinks Miller Lite only. So it's like...
She drank that and was like stunned.
Hated it. Hated it. She doesn't like IPAs, and she doesn't like fruity shit. So I should have recorded it. It was great.
Damn. That's right. Mean, Slim.
I thought she might like it. I don't know.
Moving on to the women's strawweight division. Actually, you know what? Hold on. Time out. Before the show, Slim was like, oh, you need to set everything up, blah, blah, blah. Told me to do his job. So I was like, you know what? You do my job. And he rolled me a blunt. So.
How'd I do?
Let's let the people know.
he's lighting the blunt.
Good tip. Not even going to lie. Easy to spark.
Yeah.
The length of the tip from itself, not too bad, Slim.
Okay.
It was a little
weak spot.
I will say the loose. It is a little bit loose, but it's good. It's a good loose. Dang, so I get a nice little pull when
flow.
I.
Oh yeah, you got the airflow.
When I smack my ball, you know what I'm saying. So really, I mean, not too bad, Slim. I'm gonna give you a B+.
Thanks. It's been a while.
Fantastic.
It's been a while,
man. Maybe that's your calling, kid.
I've been a blunt roller.
Man.
I just took some time off, you know?
Slim passes the blunt rolling test.
Hey, we out here. Now, put me with a Backwood, I'll blow your mind. Put me with a Garcia Vega, you'll be smoking for a week. On one stick.
It used to be my shit, Garcia Vegas. But
no, the games. I fuck with the games heavy still.
Which is Garcia Vega?
Yeah, but like the real Garcia Vegas, like the green leaf shit, like the thick ass.
I thought
those would burn so long.
I just call the game Garcia Vega. Like,
but those would burn forever,
dude. Even the games burn for a fucking.
They do. I don't know why you buy Swisher still when those are out there.
Because I'm a hood rat.
That's fair. Okay, back to the card. We had Poliana Botello going up against Siri Kondo.
We knew this was going to happen. We told you guys last week, Poliana Botello is a whole different beast.
The truth,
compared
bro.
To Siri Kondo.
The truth.
Siri Kondo has not stepped in the cage with somebody like that. I'll tell you that right now.
No. Not even close.
I don't want to hate on the women's MMA scene in Japan because it's dope.
There's a lot of good fighters coming out.
But, bro, it's just not... They're kind of like... I don't want to say it's like... professional wrestling, but it kind of is, bro.
Yeah.
And she was a professional wrestler. I mean, that's right. what she used to do.
That's what a lot of them used to be. Like Sakuraba.
Exactly.
Remember the Sakuraba stories? He used to be a wrestler.
Most of them are like actors who got into fighting, and that's exactly what happened with Siri Kondo.
That too.
Shorty goes into the ring against Poliana Botello, gets kicked in the fucking ribs and almost dies. I'm just kidding. Shorty didn't almost die, but I mean, come on, man. You guys knew what was going to happen, man.
Yeah, I mean, Botello is just another breed in this women's division right now. She beat Pearl and now Siri Kondo. Like,
She only lose one of her, like, it was one of her very, yeah, her second fight against Vivian Pereira. Her second fight was against Vivian Pereira.
Wow.
Who's a super experienced fighter. Yeah, that was Vivian Pereira's fucking fifth fight. And she just took her first loss to fucking Tatiana Suarez. Who we're going to see later, but man. A lot of great talent here in this strawweight division. I think Poliana Botello is at the top of that division.
For sure.
I think she's top five.
Already? Top five?
Talent-wise, I do.
All right.
I really do.
Damn. Bold statement by Monty.
She's good, man.
She is.
We'll see what she can do. And Poliana Botello. Ooh, maybe she's next for Cynthia?
I wouldn't throw up that high yet.
Yeah.
I give her one more at least to break the top 15.
And then maybe something like that.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because those women's, and that women's division, you can move up like.
Oh, yeah. There's not.
Like that,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, for sure.
So, you're right, you're right. Poliana Botello defeated Siri Kondo with a body kick, followed it up with some punches 33 seconds into the very first round.
Got her out of there. Get her out of there.
Moving on to the flyweight division.
We had Brandon Moreno going up against Alexandre Pantoja.
So, if you remember, these two fought before.
I don't remember.
Oh.
When was that?
So, back in the Ultimate Fighter Tournament of Champions, Alexandre Pantoja, whatever, I'm fucking fried right now. Good blunt, Slim. Alexandre Pantoja was the number one ranked fighter for Team Cejudo.
Oh, yeah?
He made his first fight against number 16, the lowest rank in the whole fight, Brandon Moreno.
Really?
Yeah, and he actually defeated Moreno in that fight. And
I did not know that.
Yeah, he actually got him with a submission in the second round.
Wow, and so Moreno kind of came in with a little, I hope I can beat him this time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Pantoja went into the, I'm pretty sure he won that, didn't he?
The Ultimate Fighter?
Oh, no, he lost in the semifinals, but he still got his contract, so yeah. That's all that matters. Pantoja is now number 12.
Instead of Moreno, that's surprising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
He took a longer route. Isn't that weird, though? I think he did take a longer route.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, though.
So the rematch was slated to happen. Mm-hmm. Number 7 against number 12. Moreno was actually moving up in the rankings higher than Pantoja. Pantoja, right?
Pantoja. We're both fucking.
Pantoja.
Fucking up. Our guest canceled on us, and we were like, fuck it.
Let's get fried.
We're getting frizzled.
Let's get McLit. McLit?
Oh, I thought you said just. I thought you said let's get the clit. Yo, funny story. Yo, shout out to my manager, Paul, because he says he's going to listen to our podcast. I really hope he fucking doesn't.
Okay.
Because.
Fair enough.
But anyways, if you are listening, shout out to you, Paul. Please don't tell anybody
about this. Even if you're not Paul, shout out to you for listening.
Yeah, for sure. But
we appreciate you guys.
So I get my first call of the day. You know, Monty fucking customer service gets his first call of the day the other day, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's a mother who's mad about a product for her child. And the place I work at, they got a strict policy, bro. So I told the lady, policy's policy. I'm sorry.
What was the product?
I can't say that because then that might be, you know, she might be able to sue us or some shit. Who knows?
All right.
But it's a product that children use. Mm-hmm. I'll give that. So she calls. I tell her. She said, let me speak to your manager.
I am the manager.
I said, I'm the highest available right now, miss. I'm sorry. I can't get anybody to speak to you. She said, give me your manager. I said, all right, miss, I'll give you my manager, but they're going to tell you the exact same thing that I told you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I get my manager. Paul comes over. Paul puts on the headset. This lady starts going in. Paul had to turn down my fucking volume. That's how much this lady was going in. He tells her the same thing I was telling her after she was trying to say that I was being disrespectful by telling her that I'm the manager and that's blah, 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 blah. He's like, all right, how can I help you, miss? She goes in on a 3-minute tirade on him, just screaming at him.
Damn.
And he tells her again, I'm sorry, miss. Policy's policy. I can't do anything for you. She said, suck my clit, and hung up on him.
Yo, can we start getting girls to say that?
Yo!
Because when girls say suck my dick, I'm just like, you could have just said like something.
Empower yourselves, women. Right. Tell us to suck your clit.
Let me know.
Disrespectfully.
Let me know.
Like I'm a dirty piece of trash.
Like I wouldn't do
like
it anyway.
Like you're just going to grab my head and stick it on it. She said, suck my clit.
Suck my clit.
SMC, bro. He just took off the headset and set it down like, wow, that's a first. I was like, how's that for a first call of the day, Paul?
Damn, suck my clit.
Suck my clit.
Revolutionary. So can we start saying that since girls say suck my dick?
I think that's kind of pushing it.
Fair enough. But let's draw the boundary line.
Yo, how wild would that be if you're just like body to body with a dude, like, suck my clit, bro?
They're like, oh, I can't hit a girl. And then he just walks off and you're just like, yes.
That totally worked.
They think you're in trans or something. Like, fuck.
SMC, bro.
It's SMC. That's all it is, dude.
Where were we?
Moreno and Pantoja. Pantoj.
Yeah, Alexander Pantoja. I didn't see this one coming, man. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was I didn't see this one coming.
I thought Marina was going to get it.
The baby assassin winning this fight, but man, Pantoja just really, he has it, bro. He has a little bit of swag to him. I fuck with him. Pantoja defeated the baby assassin, Brandon Moreno, in dominant fashion. 30-26, 30-26, 30-27. Had him just busted up, bleeding all over the place.
Literally.
Absolutely dominant over somebody like Brandon Moreno. Watch out for Pantoja, bro. We'll see what's next for him in that flyweight division. Ooh. Well, he's taking that spot now. Pantoja's number 7 now.
Ooh. Give me that spot. Yeah. Suck my clit.
Exactly. And we move on to the preliminary card headliner.
Unfortunately.
This little freaking fat shit, bro. Why does he win every fight? He's so fucking terrible.
I honestly didn't get to see this one, so tell me how it went down.
Bro, it's exactly what Prezeres does. He goes for the takedown, attempts 50 fucking submissions, and lays on top of you with his little fat no neck having 5 pounds over the lightweight non-title upper limit fucking ass.
Okay, but he only...
I know he moved up.
No, I'm saying he only got one takedown, though. So how did he do that to Zach Cummings the whole fight?
That's not what he did the whole fight. That's just what he was going for. It was a typical Michelle Prezeres fight.
Gotcha.
Zach Cummings did what he could, but I don't know why somebody can't just stop Prezeres, bro. I hate that he wins every fight. It makes me so mad.
Literally.
What's he on now? 7-fight win streak.
His last loss was in the UFC?
Yeah, his last loss was to Kevin Lee. I hate it. I want him to lose so bad. I don't know why. You ever just see one of those people that, like, you ever just had somebody that you just hate the way they look? Like, you just hate them?
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't beaten anyone really that big.
I just feel like he's mad disrespectful.
Zach Cummings was ranked, though.
He's the Mackenzie Dern of the fucking men's division.
No, I lied. Zach Cummings was not ranked. Pat Cummings was ranked.
Yeah. No, Zach Cummings is not ranked.
The Mackenzie Dern.
Seriously. But I did have it for him. It was a split decision. One judge had it 28-29 for Cummings. Other two judges had it 29-28.
Damn,
I did.
Dude, he's 9-2.
I know.
In the UFC alone.
And he's won 7 in a row.
I put this man up there against someone who's going to spank his butt.
I know. Bro. He's won 7 in a row, and they're just like, here's Zach Cummings. Like, give him a fucking ranked opponent.
Well, this is his first time at welterweight since they made him. But dude,
imagine him versus like an actual welterweight. How tall is Wonderboy? Imagine him versus Wonderboy.
Like 6'2".
Michelle Prezeres is 5'6", bro. Like, come on. Like, what?
Dude, that'd be amazing.
Is the Michelle Prezeres slander hour.
Although he has earned, I will say this, he's earned himself a top 15 opponent at this point.
He has,
Well, who? Like, Dong Young Kim?
Yeah, that'd be dope. I fuck with that.
He's number 15. This is intro. Everyone else throughout the top 10 is booked up right now. Oh, bro, speaking of welterweight, did you see who Neil Magny's fighting?
Yeah, how'd that come about? Do you have...
Because Gunnar Nelson
But how did... Where did he come from?
Craig White, he's a local guy.
Okay.
The Thundercat.
But how, though?
How what?
What just made them say, all right, let's just throw this local cat in?
Because every other welterweight's booked up right now. Think about it.
So they were just like, fuck it, let's get somebody who will hype the crowd?
I mean, no, they're just in the area. They knew that he would be... like ready, they went shouting out to all the camps, like, "Hey, is anyone in your camp at welterweight and can make this fight in like a couple weeks' notice?"
Versus Neil Magny,
yeah. Versus the top 10 middleweight.
They're like,
world.
"Oh yeah, sure. Who's it for?" Neil Magny.
Usman is booked up. Darren Till is obviously fighting. Ponzinibbio's hurt. Cerrone's fighting. Leon Edwards. Gunnar Nelson is hurt. Alex Oliveira is. I think he was the only one not hurt, but I don't think he was gonna accept that fight on that notice because he just took a fight on short week notice or short, you know. Yeah, there was literally no one in the top 15 to fight that fight. So we'll see what Neil Magny can do. Anyway, back to the card. Where were we?
The card at hand.
Michelle Prezeres
defeated Zach Cummings.
Yeah,
29-20.
Yeah, he won. Okay.
Moving on to the main card on Fox Sports 1.
Vicente Luque going up against the Canadian Chad Laprise.
Yeah, so we both took Chad Laprise in this one, and Vicente Luque proves again he's got that power in his hands.
Bro, that left slumped him. Bro, oh my God.
Remember when he fucked up Bilal Muhammad? Like,
yeah.
Dude, Vicente Luque might really, like...
We're sleeping on him.
Yeah.
We're sleeping on him big time.
I didn't see him winning this fight, but from this point on, I will not sleep on Vicente Luque. You guys got my word.
Nope.
Vicente Luque defeated Chad Laprise with a knockout punch. 4 minutes and 16 seconds into the very first round.
He said, hold this. Fettled left hand.
Bam.
That was a great sound effect. Thank you.
I was literally about to say that. You make great punching sound effects.
Not anymore.
That one wasn't as good.
No, it's funny. Like when I go to rap, like when I do my own ad libs, like I freestyle. I don't think about them ahead of time. I'll just listen back to them because I don't know how it's going to sound once I record it. Mm-hmm. And then once it's recorded, I listen back and I'm just like, oh, like a or like just this little something will fit in there.
Yeah.
And sometimes like I'll do that like, oh, about to bully this beat. Like, you know, just a random, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Freehand drawing on the mic.
When's Freely performing with Warren G?
I'd have to look it up soon. Next month, I believe.
Am I DJing that?
No. Not that one. Honestly, it kind of sucked. Like, the time I wanted to DJ his first one, we opened up for Chip the Ripper, and he pretty much just handed dude his flash drive and like big time sound guy. Like, he wasn't on stage with him. I wanted to be on like stage at least, like plugging in like a little aux cord or something. But nah, neither of us will be up there with him.
Man,
it's fine. That's his. It's his time to shine. It's not about us.
It is about me, Slim. It's always about me.
I know. It's all about.
Shout out my heavy hitters. Shout out Slim Mimati.
Did you like how I was on stage and then I went back down and then I heard the set song came on and I came back upstage to dab you up? Yeah, and then I went back down.
We should have just jumped in the crowd right when he said that.
Dude, my cousins, like right up front,
they would have just scattered.
Shout out to my supervisor that worked with me today. She got a Slim tee.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She asked for one and I was like, okay, cool. Apparently,
she goes home and.
Don't. Apparently, everyone at work knows
SMCs herself to you.
Stop it. So everyone at work knows that I rap now because someone played my video for the entire store,
the whole room to see
on the loudspeaker.
Oh God!
So the entire store heard it, like a good 12 people. So all Saturday, I just got people coming to me going, "Wow, I did not know
they played on the loudspeaker."
You are after close,
oh. But.
I just imagine just like, what the fuck?
I've been told I'm reserved. I've been told I'm a turd.
Someone makes a parody of it. Bro, Weird Al covers my song. Oh my god.
I get a tad bit touchy with my uncle and stuff.
Yeah, all the way out of here. Fuck off. Stop
that.
Oh,
no.
Stop that nonsense.
Weird Al Matievich.
Oh, no. Okay, anyway. So they played the song, and I had people come up to me all day Saturday. Like this one like older lady, she's got to be in her 40s or 50s. She like walks up to me, and she goes, "You are the bomb." And I'm just like, oh, what did I do? And she just goes, you're bomb. You're the bomb. And I'm just like,
smacked you on your ass.
I'm just like, well, thank you. And she goes, your video surprised me. I didn't know you could rap like that. And I'm like, huh? Where did you hear that? And then everyone and their mother started coming up to me and going, yeah, I didn't know. You know, I thought you were just going to be a white boy rapper, but you're not. You actually got a flow and a personality and your lyrics aren't bad. And I'm just like, oh my God, I do not need these people to know what I do outside of work.
And the way you drink lean, it's just beautiful.
It was Hennessy. I actually had someone ask me if that was real Hennessy in the bottle. Like, what do you think?
Oh my gosh.
Like, people really don't know what I do outside of work, apparently, which is fine. If they follow me on social media, they follow me. But then I got a little salty. I was like, why did this happen? Everyone's like, well, that's promotion. Why would it not happen? I'm like, if it's on the internet, it's on the internet and you find it, that's one thing. But I didn't need everyone at work to know that I do that. Now they're all, are you going to rap for me tonight? Are you going to sing for me?
Oh, God, that's terrible.
It's getting, it was an interesting weekend, to say the least, as I worked every day this weekend. So the stress of being famous, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Good for you, buddy.
I'm kidding. I have minimal clout.
I thought you said like 2 weeks ago.
Medium clout. But now I feel like I have minimal clout because I don't want to like hype myself up.
You were just saying you felt like you had a, like you're popping now because people are talking to you about your video. So yeah, how does that take your clout down?
I just feel like it's not good clout.
Will you just get a face tat?
I need one. Please. What should I get? A jewel on my forehead?
under your eye, like in between your nose and your eye, going kind of slanted across.
I like ski mask 777 on his nose. I think that's cool.
Yeah, I asked Taylor if I could just get something like right under my eye. She said no.
I'll get bags tattooed under my eyes because I never sleep.
Just like the word bags. That'd be cool.
Money bags.
Back to
the matter at hand. Vincent Luke, we're not sleeping on him Vincent anymore. Taylor Luke
defeated that Chad the Priest with a knockout, 4 minutes, 16 seconds in the very first round. Let's move on to the women's flyweight division.
In the next fight, we had Veronica Macedo going up against KGB Lee.
Dude.
This fight was a banger! Bro, KGB Lee is the truth, first of all.
Yes.
Macedo came out. She's a lot shorter fighter, a lot thicker fighter than Lee. And she was trying to put it to her, like, in the first round. But yeah. Every round after that, man, all KGB Lee.
Dude, KGB Lee might really be the new movement in this division.
Bro, she might be the one. Just saying. At 125 pounds, she looked great. And she came out with a cowboy hat on. Like, she wasn't afraid to, like, express herself and shit. You know what I mean? I like that.
Shout out to KGB Lee.
For real.
You got ANA MMA's stamp of approval.
Yeah. And, she outlanded her. She out-submission attempted her. She out-took down her. Pretty much everything.
Andrea Lee defeated Veronica Macedo. 30-27, 30-27, 30-27. I don't like how you said that last thing.
What?
She out-took down her, whatever the fuck you said.
She landed more takedowns.
There you go.
She had more submission attempts and more significant strikes and total strikes in general.
Beautiful. Brett Slimkamoto.
Who's Brett Komodo?
Brett Okamoto? He's like the ESPN MMA dude.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
I didn't know they had one.
You know what? Fuck him.
Oh, bro.
Actually, you know what? Fuck him. I'm taking his job because if you go on like fucking ESPN's MMA shit, y'all shit is whack, son.
How so?
Y'all shit is whack, son. I'm not even joking. You guys are still talking about fucking like Dillashaw versus Garbrandt type shit. Fuck out of here. Put me on.
What, they're not updated?
Put me on.
They're not updated shit or they're just like...
It's just weak. Like, I'll write a fucking article for you. Make it sound all intricate and shit. Like, come on, bro.
Just share a podcast.
Your guys' shit sounds... looks whack. And then they're all promoting their Five Rounds podcast. Fuck that. Fuck them. All them.
Yeah.
We run the MMA podcast game, first off.
Oh, first of all. First and foremost.
And don't... You're ESPN. If you're the worldwide leader in sports, why you got that weak MMA coverage, son? Why don't you sign the two fucking undefeated up-and-comers, fucking 20-0 amateur, fucking 30-0 as fucking professionals? What are we? No, we're 53-0 now.
Yeah.
ANA MMA, son!
The hottest podcast around.
What is wrong with you guys?
I don't know. I ask myself that every day, especially to people that don't listen to us on the regular.
It's just so confusing.
Weekly content. Like, weekly fun. That's what I like to think of it as. Anyway, KGB Lee getting it done. Got the decision. What was the score?
KGB Lee swept her 30-27s.
Agreed.
Okay. And moving on to the bantamweight division, an ANA MMA name favorite.
Ayo, it's Guido Canetti.
Yeah, it's Guido. What's up, you fucking assholes? Guido, yeah, to talk about my fucking fight.
Did you just steal my fucking taxi? I fucking hailed that cab from a block away, and you just fucking got in that taxi?
That was good.
Thanks. Guido Canetti coming in here against Diego Rivas. Diego Rivas was a big hometown favorite. He's from Chile, and the entire crowd let him know, like, yo, that's our guy.
Yeah.
It was a lot of hype behind Diego Rivas from the crowd. But Guido Canetti said, no, this is my fight.
No, this is my fight. Dude, Guido Canetti finally gets back to his winning ways.
I don't know. I kind of had Rivas winning.
Nah, I had Canetti.
Did you?
Yeah, I really did think that this was his fight. He really just controlled it, and Diego Rivas did not get the Chilean bone. So is that not a thing? The Chilean bone.
Apparently not, but this is their first thing in Chile.
So they started out fair.
Yeah, I agree. They Rivas, are not Brazil. Rivas tried to came back in that last round, but nah.
Not enough.
He needed a knockout.
He needed a super dominant round to get it tied up, or he needed to get a finish, but
he did not.
Can do.
Guido Canetti. Staying alive.
Staying alive.
Fuck off. Did you do that on purpose?
God damn it.
Okay.
I didn't.
Guido Canetti getting the dub.
Moving on to Slim's boy.
I told you.
I'm going to say right now, an early favorite for ANA MMA's Breakout Fighter of the Year.
I told you. I told us so. Jared Cannonier going up against Dominic Reyes. Cannonier actually had a little bit of a reach advantage. This dude's got fucking tree trunk arms. But Dominic Reyes said, I don't care. He had a 5-inch height advantage. And so Cannonier was trying to get in close. But Dominic Reyes, man. Another first round TKO.
That boy's cold.
Bro, I'm telling you.
That boy's cold.
He's nice with it.
So, did you know he used to do IT?
I did not.
Yeah, that was his shit. He was just like a fucking
IT guy. Tech?
No. He actually went to Stony Brook, where he earned his BS Bachelor Science. Isn't that
bullshit? Get me out of here. This is bullshit.
In information systems.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
He played defensive back there. He does not look like a funk. What?
No.
Who has a 6'4"? Oh, I guess, yeah, that's like, I guess that's defensive back size.
Is it? Who do you play for?
Stony Brook.
Okay, cool.
He actually tried out for the Washington Redskins, racist, San Diego Chargers, and the Oakland Raiders.
Wow.
But he was not drafted by any of them.
Yeah, that's fair. But he found his calling. He's now 9-0.
Yeah, so after he didn't get drafted, he actually went back to California and started fighting at his brother's gym. And rest is history.
How old is he? He's younger, right?
Yeah, he's only 28 years old. I mean, he's 28 years old, but he's young in the game.
Coming into his own, man. He's nice with it.
Yeah, his brother's teaching him some sick shit. His brother's just like, yo, my brother is like a fucking physical specimen. Can knock anybody out. Why'd he slump fucking Cannonier like that?
Right. Literally.
He dropped him on his face with the uppercut.
Literally.
Like, pew!
Bow, bow, bow.
Dominic Reyes stays unbeaten, and I'm telling you guys right now, light heavyweight division has a problem on their hands.
I've been trying to tell ya.
Dominic, the Dominator. I don't like the Devastator. I like Dominic.
Dominic Cruz has that.
Didn't he change it? Didn't he use to? No. Somebody did, right? I think somebody used to.
Dominic Reyes did.
Yeah, he was the Dominator.
Because he said, no, I can't be. Like, Dominic Cruz has that shit. Like, he needs the champ. I can't be having that.
The Devastator. And he does Devastate.
He does, my God.
So that's a fitting name. I guess.
Like, yeah. I respect to him for respecting Dominic Cruz's nickname.
I take it back.
We talked about this before, but, you know.
It's okay. Whatever.
Anyway. Yeah, Dominic Reyes getting it done. First round TKO.
Moving on to the women's strawweight division.
I told you so.
Tatiana Suarez. She's a savage.
The truth.
I mean, really.
Going up against, what was she, 9-1 coming in this, Alexa Grasso?
Alexa Grasso, yeah. One of the most hype women's prospects of all time. And
I don't know, Tatiana, man. Flexing her muscle. She's undefeated.
Dude, she has beaten some good fighters. She beat Amanda Cooper. She beat Vivian Pereira. She beat Alexa Grasso. She's top 10, right? She has to. I mean, she's already.
Well,
like,
she was number 12, but now she's top 10. Yes.
Yeah, so.
Has to be. My God, man. She made it look easy.
I can see her next fight being in the top 5.
Yeah.
Tatiana.
Who would it, let me see. Let's look and see. Who would that opponent be? Who would it be? Who would it be? Who would it be? Who would it be?
Mm-hmm. This is the part where we wait for Slim.
What about you, motherfucker? Felice Herrig.
I feel like that's who everybody wants in that division right now.
Why?
Coming off a loss.
She's still top 10.
Yeah, but she's exactly.
What about Crowdy Hottie?
That'd
be a good one.
That's a good fight. I like that. Let's go ahead and book that.
Michelle Waterson? Fuck yeah.
So,
bro, if that gets booked, You better pay me some money. What did I text you this weekend? What did I text you? What did we talk about last week? Don't eat on the... This guy. Listen here, Stony Baloney. I don't fuck with you anymore. Okay. You know why he's not responding? Because he didn't see the text because he was off doing some fucking fatherly shit or whatever the hell you were doing. Monty's a cat dad now or something. I don't know.
I saved a kitten.
Where?
So one of Taylor's foster kids found a 2-week-old kitten in downtown Canton. I'm like,
can you stop? Can you stop eating? Do not talk on the mic while you're eating. I'll fucking cut your mic right now.
But one of her foster kids found like a little cat or whatever and like brought it to Taylor and was like, here, it's yours now. Its name's Boots. And it was 2 weeks old.
Puss in Boots.
So my dude like barely had teeth, couldn't walk. He's just a baby, bro. And I'm a dad now.
So what have you been doing with it?
Got him a little, it's called Kitten Milk Replacer, KMR. Been feeding him out of a little bottle.
Yeah.
Bought him like a crispy little like walk thing with like a ball on top for him to go play with. Got him a nice baller ass bed. Just been getting this man healthy. He's learning how to like bounce around now.
It's a man?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I changed his name because I'm going to keep him. I decided I'm going to keep him.
Yeah? Dope.
His name's Spyro.
Ooh, nasty.
His middle name can be Boots. So his name's
Spyro Boots. Spyro Montington? Boots.
Yep, exactly.
Scotty, did you hear that?
You got a cousin. He's like, fuck that dude.
Yeah.
I'm the cutest.
What's he look like?
Like kind of like Scotty.
Yeah, black cat?
He's a black cat. And he has white paws and like a white streak on his chest.
Aww.
And blue, bright blue eyes. Very cute.
Really? That's how Jen's cat looked.
Yeah.
With the little tuxedo.
Yeah. He's very cute.
Nice. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah. So
shout out to Spyro.
Monty's Kitten Orphanage. Bring all your homeless cats here.
What do you
got? Rabies? You got diaphragmagus? Bring your cats here to die at Monty's Orphanage.
Monty's hospice house.
For kittens. No, I'm just kidding.
Savage. Wow.
Savage.
What are you, fucking Bubbles?
I don't know, guys. No. Shout out to Spyro. He's going to be a savage, bro.
Dope.
And once I get him his shots and shit when he's old enough,
I'm about to play with Bastia.
Bejo. Yeah, I'm about to bring.
I thought it was Bastia. Bejo.
It's spelled like Bastia. But it's Bejo.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm about to bring Bejo in there so fucking Spyro can learn how to be a cat.
Does he even play?
Who?
Bejo?
Nah, Bejo don't play no type of games, bro.
You're going to get Spyro beat up by an old man.
Nah, Bejo's cool. He'll probably just be like, Bejo's just super chill. Bejo will just be like, where I get off me. Like, stop fucking around.
Gotcha.
He's an angry old man.
Okay, that's fair. Most
He's
old.
So cute,
Most
though. Are. He actually looks like me. I look like my cat. Is that weird?
Yeah. So anyway, what I had texted you was last week we talked about who is Zabit Magomedsharipov going to fight next, because Yair is now out of the UFC, and I said give him someone that looks like him. How about Touchy Feely? Mm-hmm. Touchy Feely comes out within the last week and says I'll fight Zabit. Everyone's like, why? He's like, because no one else wants to fight him. Yes, that one, because I heard Slim talk about it on A&MMA, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, and any other podcast app you use. Also on LousyWeatherMedia.com. And I'll fight Zabit Magomedsharipov right now because no one else will, and I don't care.
You will?
No.
Slim or Zabit?
No, that sentence is what Touchy Feely said, actually.
I know, but what if you stepped in to fight Zabit?
I'd get mollywopped by spinning something.
How long would you take yourself in a fight versus Zabit? Like, bell rings. Walk me through it right now.
Well,
so,
it depends how much energy I have to run around the ring.
Boom, knocked out.
All right,
I'm giving you four seconds. Honestly, I'm giving you longer than that. I'll say you could probably last a clean 25 seconds with Zabit.
That's fair. I could probably run.
I'll give you that.
I could probably run with a broken leg that long.
Yeah, I mean, he's just going to run up and just,
it's going to hurt. I don't want to think about that. Last time I got kicked in the leg by a real MMA fighter, my shit was swole.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he might really drop you within the first 10 seconds.
I don't want to think about it. Anyway, so Sabine touchy-feely might happen. I don't know. Who knows?
I just imagine that stare off. You would look so shook.
Because he'd just be sitting there with his hair like...
Looking zany as fuck, like
he does look like he popped a Xan every time.
50,000 in Japan.
When I land, can we talk about
MMA?
How Osiris Maya got a brush?
Finally,
did you notice that?
You know why?
Because he listens to MMA. Please don't slam your hat with this,
bro. It makes me so mad.
I wanted to bring that up because I was like, bro, he come to say for this.
Because somebody was, it probably was,
man,
one
he
of
probably
his
lives in Chile.
It
so
was
he,
probably one of his, no, he's Brazilian. It was okay. Probably one of his homeboys who was like, dog, you have to hear this man baking you. And then he heard me like, boy, fucking cooking his ass.
That must have been it.
He got the straight wooden handle fucking trying to get the waves and shit. Osiris Maya with the fucking do-rag.
Ooh.
I hate how they say his name. Like, there's like 40 different pronunciations for Osiris Maya's name. Osiris Mia! Fucking Joe... What's his name? Joe Gonzalez, right?
Yeah.
Joe Martinez.
Joe Martinez, yeah. And he does an excellent job. I love him.
Dude, he's smooth as
bro,
fuck.
Can I also say... Yeah, he's great with the going back and forth between Spanish and...
It's like...
It's easy.
Dude, it's so like interchangeable. He just like goes boom, 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 boom.
But I
want to
know
what
is he saying in each one? Like, is he saying the same thing or is he like switching up a bit?
Well, their words are said differently than ours. Of like in like terms of
yeah,
like,
no, I know that, but I don't know
which way they go. But
can we talk about real quick before we get to the main fight? Jimmy Smith is the best decision that the UFC has made in the last 5 years.
I second that.
His commentary is insane, dude. He's been watching these guys like he's been doing it all his life.
Yeah.
And I need him and Joe Rogan to partner up and do that. Like, commentary together.
I agree. That'd be like, a great team.
Who was his partner for the Chili Card?
What was... His name was something weird.
He's the one from the Contender Series, but I forget his name. He was with Paul Felder.
The what? Contender Series?
Dana White's Contender Series?
They did that?
Yeah, Paul Felder and this dude, but I don't remember his name.
That's who we were listening to other than... I listened to the Snoopcast.
Oh, I...
Is that still a thing?
I gotta listen...
They didn't take that away, did they?
They announced all the cards, but I don't know if they announced the new Snoopcast.
Are you still gonna bitch about everything Snoop says?
I'd never listened to the Snoopcast, so... Because I like Paul Felder and this dude's commentary. Fuck, I forget his name. Who was that? You looking it up?
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, Jimmy Smith, man... He's so on point with everything he says. Like his analyzation of the current fight in front of him is so just so on point, so crisp and so accurate. It's great. It's refreshing.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to find this. I can't find it.
You're fine. But yeah, he's definitely the best commentator they've had. Obviously, no knock on Joe Rogan, but I want to see him and Joe together. I think that'd be a good back and forth. I think they've done it once, but that needs to be the team. Maybe Johnny in for the third man to talk about the... Oh, and you can see Deadpool 2 in theaters. Well, you know,
dude, I saw Deadpool 2.
Was it good?
Best superhero movie I have ever seen, coming from a diehard fucking Batman fan.
Really?
Best...
I never saw the first one.
Superhero movie.
I don't watch superheroes, really, but...
Why? Tell me why.
I think I've talked about this before, haven't I?
Because you just can't relate to it?
No, here's my take on superheroes and why I don't like them. So, you're telling me...
It's Brendan Fitzgerald.
Okay. So, you're telling me that when a baddie, a world-ending bad guy comes into Iron Man's world, he's about to fuck shit up, and Iron Man is taking a beating, and he's all, is he going to beat him? I don't know. And then he comes around and beats him. You're telling me no other superhero in the Avengers comes and says, hey, bro, you good? You got this? Are you good? Okay. All right. I'll take off. No. They just don't interact until they come to the Avengers movies. That's it? You're telling me that they all live in alternate worlds until the Avengers movies come out, and then they all get together to stop the some crazy, awesome, even all-powerful bad guy? They don't help each other out ever? You're telling me
they have their own places they have to protect, doofus.
Yeah, But if it's a world-ending thing, you're telling me that no one else senses, like, ah, should we help him out? Nah, he's got it. Like, really? That's though. I don't fuck with superheroes.
That's a really bad explanation.
For real. You're telling me that Captain America isn't getting his ass beat one time and Iron Man is swoop in and just like help him out? Like, no, they're just not.
What if
like
Iron Man shit's getting fucked up too?
Exactly. No one else in the Avengers is gonna help him out.
What Thor if shit's just, getting fucked up.
Thor ain't just gonna pop in like
they gotta watch their own.
You got this?
Areas.
So there's baddies going on at all times, and yet they can all ignore those baddies to come together to fight.
What about before the Avengers was even, like, that's like new shit. Like, what about before the Avengers was ever made? Why don't you like them then?
Because you're telling me that none of them knew about each other back then?
It's alternate universes. It took a while.
So they space-time traveled through a black hole to get together to stop that planet?
Bro, it's you can do so many different things with superhero shit. You can't think of it that way.
I think of it that way. That's why I can't watch it.
There's so many different alternate stories to every superhero that
right. That's a whole
thing. I mean, they have a base story that you can follow, but there's also so many different break-off paths that like every fucking series goes. It's just like
that's why I can't follow it. Like I don't know. I just don't
superheroes.
I just don't follow it. Give me I can't wait for that new Harry Potter though. That's going to be fire. I've never seen Fantastic Beasts, so I need to go back and watch that.
Never really watched. Taylor made me watch the Harry Potters.
They're great. Anyway. All right. On to the main event of the evening. Whoa, my phone is fucking up. Oh, my Juul is magnetizing my screen. It's fucking up. Dude, what is going on?
Did your Juul just break your shit?
Yeah. No, the magnet was like shaking the screen. Okay. Kamaru Usman. Supposed to fight Santiago Ponzinibbio. He breaks his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Incepts Damian Maia. Was it two or three week notice? 3 weeks notice, I believe.
It was.
And we didn't really know what to expect, right?
Right.
And I think this is in a... Oh, okay. That's... okay, so Incepts Damian Maia. We knew what Damian Maia's game plan was, but Kamaru Usman is mainly a wrestler. So we knew he's going to try to keep it standing. And his hands aren't that bad either. But in this fight, it was kind of slow. It was better than Tyron Woodley's fight with Damian Maia, but not as good as Colby's fight with Damian Maia, if that makes sense.
I agree.
Damian Maia is now 0-49 in his last three fights in takedowns.
That is the longest streak in UFC history without a takedown.
It's wild. To a man that relies on takedowns. Like, how are you 40 and you haven't figured out any sort of hand? Like, he doesn't go for leg kicks. He doesn't kick at all, really. His hands aren't that crisp. He was knocking the movement a little bit with some jabs, but like,
he stunned him a couple times, but it's like, that's because he's not expecting it.
Right.
But man,
come on, man. You've been doing this for how long now? Former title, two-time title challenger?
That's not the same Damian Maia.
No, but like we said, Damian Maia could not get Usman to the ground. Usman pretty much dominated every round. But the judges had
Maia, thank you for
keeping the card alive. Yeah, because the whole card could have been scrapped. But it's just like, damn, man. Like, this is the third Damian Maia fight we've watched in a row to where he's just not been able to take him down and not been able to do a thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of upsetting.
It is. We'll see what he can do, though. I mean, I don't know how many more he's got left in him. Yeah, obviously drops
in the rankings now, but...
Oh, he's out of the top 15.
No. He's out of the top 10.
Top 15.
No. He was on a 7-fight win streak before this 3-loss thing. He's still top 15. He was tapping everybody out.
He's anywhere from 13 to 15, then.
No.
He's a low top 15.
I give him 10. He was number 5.
That's wild. They see, but I mean, now
Cerrone had 4 losses. He's still number 11. Goofy. 4 losses and a win. Anyway, no, I don't think he drops that far. That's ridiculous. But Usman kind of made a statement, and then he messaged or tweeted at Woodley and said, "Yo, who's who fought him better? Who did the better performance?" Honestly, after watching this fight, I don't know if he's ready for Woodley.
No,
I think Woodley presents a whole nother brand of challenges for Usman.
Usman's not going to get Woodley anyways, so.
Not anytime soon, but he's on an 8-fight win streak in the welterweight division, the longest currently in the welterweight division.
12 fights overall.
Right. So. I don't see him getting Woodley anytime soon, but I don't think he did.
Maybe he gets the loser of the Covington Dos Anjos fight.
Pray then, it's Covington.
And then after that, maybe he gets a title shot against whoever.
Yeah, why not?
Wins out of Woodley versus that.
I agree. Usman supposedly broke his left hand in the first round, and then his left hand later on in the fight.
I'm pretty sure it was like the second round and the third round he broke his hands.
Okay, okay. So yeah, broke both his fucking hands and managed to get the decision by the end.
Did you notice that, though?
No, not at all. I didn't notice him being like hesitant at all. He did come to the weigh-in or to the post-fight speech, and he had like ice wrapped around his hand on one of them and not the other. And then Jimmy Smith tweeted that he ran to him in the street. Like
in the streets, cuz.
In the streets. The next day, and he couldn't even close his hands.
Damn.
But we just seen him on Instagram slapping on a fat-ass burger.
Fat burger. It's probably because that bitch was so fat, he barely had to close his hands.
Right, he was like, just picking it up like with his palm.
That shit was huge.
Yeah, Usman getting it done. All five rounds. One judge had it for Maya for a round. First of all, what round? Second of all, who are you?
Actually, two judges.
Two motherfuckers.
I can kind of agree the first round.
Maybe.
Maya got the take.
You're right. He almost backpacked him again. He almost had him on the backpack.
Did he get the takedown, though? He got him to the ground somehow, Usman got, like, right back up.
He technically did not get the takedown. They did not count that as a takedown, because Usman, like, put a knee on the mat and got right back to his feet.
And he landed a couple punches that kind of stunned Usman, so I can kind of see that.
Yeah, we'll give it to him. But
I can agree with both 50-45 and 49-46. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you, Slim. I might have gone 49-46.
Really?
I might have gave Maya that first round.
Yeah, that's fine. First round I could see. I forgot about that. He did land a few nice jabs.
Yeah.
Usman wasn't ready for it. He wasn't expecting that.
So, Kamaru Usman handily defeats Damian Maya, and that's all three rounds. Fuck taking a break. Let's just go straight into the...
Okay. Ow, that hurt my ears.
I liked it.
Okay.
Shock me! Put nipple clamps on me with a fucking car battery starter and fucking link it up to a... fucking Ford 450.
Taylor, I hope you're listening.
And just rev that shit. Fuck me up.
Okay, so next weekend we have the number one welterweight contender. I don't know why, because he lost the title twice. Stephen Wonderboy Thompson going up against Darren Till. We're going to take that from the bottom. It's going on in Liverpool. Who do you got in the first fight?
In the very first fight, we have Gina Mazzani going up against Lena Landsberg.
The Elbow Queen.
I'm going with the Elbow Queen.
Same. Nah, actually, let me look at Gina real quick. Ah, the Elbow Queen is such a badass name, though.
So.
Nah, give me Gina.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one. Slim's going with Gina Mazzani. And I'm going with Lena Landsberg.
In the next fight, we have Elias, former ring boy for Invicta, the Spartan Theodoru. Wow, his nickname got way long. I don't understand that.
Wow.
Going up against Trevor Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce
Smith.
Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce. Nah, I don't really know. Theodoru.
Yeah, Theodoru.
The ring boy.
The ring boy.
The Fabio of the MMA world.
Who's Fabio? You mean Fabio?
Fabio? Yeah. What did I say?
Fabio.
It wasn't Fabio. I thought it was a V in it.
No, it's Fabio.
Okay, cool. All right.
Nice try, Sean.
Pronunciation.
ANA MMA going with Theodoru in this one.
That is on the early Fight Pass prelims. That's going on at what time? 9 in the morning?
It's actually going to be like 10 in the morning, but yeah.
Oh, boy, I got Saturday off. I get to watch this live. I got to set an alarm.
Yeah, it's going to be an
No,
early
the
one.
Fight Pass is 9:30.
Yeah, it's Wait, early. 11, that sounds about right.
One. Okay, yeah. Yeah, dope.
Moving I might on watch to that the one preliminary card on Fox Sports 1.
We had Molly Meatball McCann, former, what was it, World Series of Fighting that she was in?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Going up against Jillian Robertson, the Savage, the Canadian. Bro, I'm going Molly Meatball. Have you seen her fight?
I haven't.
She's nice. She's nice with it.
Molly Meatball is on a... That might be one of the best nicknames out there. She's on a 6-fight win streak right now, making her UFC debut. So coming in with a little bit of hype. We'll see what Meatball can do against Jillian Robertson. A&A MMA going with Molly Meatball McCann.
In the next fight, Bradley Bear Scott going up against Salim Tuari. No, Talim Grizzly Tuari. So we got two bears in this one. Is that not what you have?
Yep, Salim Tuari pulled out with a knee injury.
Aw.
He has been replaced by newcomer Carlo Pietersol.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything on Carlo Pietersol.
But Bradley Scott is fighting out of Bath, England. He just had a loss to Jack Hermanson, but he's on a loss win.
I'm going with Carlo Pietersol on this one.
I'm going to go with Brad.
Oh, it's Pietersoli.
Pietersoli. I'm going to go with Brad.
A&A MMA disagreeing on this one. So I'm going with Brad Scott. I'm going with Carlo Pietersoli Jr.
And the next fight, we got Dan Kelly, the Australian, going up against Tom Breese.
Yeah, so the young man going up against the old timer.
Pretty much. Tom Breese coming off his first loss in the UFC against Sean Strickland. No knock there. He was on a 3-fight win streak before that. Dan Kelly, though.
Oh, I see what you did there.
You always do this shit to me.
You set me up. Nice. Yeah, Dan Kelly has
knocked it out of the park.
Lost his last two fights. But before that, of course, he was 13 and 1 on an absolute tear. So
I'm going Tom.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Tom Breese.
This next fight is fire. Claudio Hannibal Silva going up against Nordin Taleb.
I got to go with Nordin Taleb in this one.
Really? Mm-hmm. Off rip. Not even talk about Claudio. Straight like that. Wow.
I mean, dude, Claudio's on an 11-fight win streak. He lost his very first fight just because of an illegal elbow. It's not like he actually lost that fight. It was some John Jones shit. He's beaten Leon Edwards.
Yeah.
He beat Brad Scott.
Right.
I mean.
And that's why I'm going with him.
I feel it. Okay, I feel it.
But I'm not going that Nordin hasn't been on a, you know, he's looking nice. But yeah, I'm going with Hannibal.
Damn, we're disagreeing a lot on this one.
I like it.
God.
And that was the Fox Sports 1 prelims. Also on Fox Sports 1 is the main card. We got Darren the Dentist Stewart going up against Eric. What the fuck is that nickname? Zabrina. Sabrina.
Like the H-A is a yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
He's lost his last two fights against Gerald Meerschaert and Antonio Carlos Jr. And
Darren Stewart is on a technically 4-fight losing streak, but his first fight in the UFC was a no contest, so really just a 3-fight losing streak. He lost against Carl Robertson, Julian Marquez, the Cuban Missile Crisis, and Francisco Mar. But also, I can't go with Stewart on this one. I'm going with Spicely.
I have to go with the hometown boy on this one.
The Dentist.
I'm going with Darren Stewart. A&A MMA disagrees again. Slim's going with Eric Spicely. I'm going with Darren Stewart.
All right. In the next fight, we got Danny Bermudez.
Manny.
Manny Bermudez going up, the Bermudez Triangle going up against Davey Grant.
Davey Grant coming in with that 10-3
England's
record.
Own. Man, Danny Bermudez. Isn't
Manny.
Why do I keep calling him Danny? doesn't he look like Gilbert Melendez?
Kind of, yeah.
I swear he's the smaller Gilbert Melendez. He did win his first fight in the UFC, and he is 12-0 so far.
Yeah, he was actually losing that very first fight in the UFC and made a little bit of a comeback.
Right.
Going up against Dangerous Davey Grant, who is not doing so hot lately. He is 1-2 in his last 3 fights, but I don't see him reversing course on this one. I got Manny Bermudez in this one.
Same. These are two fighters that love the submission game, so we'll be anxious to see what goes on.
A&A MMA going to agree on this one. We're both going with Manny Bermudez. Moving on to the featherweight division.
In the next fight, Jason the Kid Knight going up against Makwan Amirkani.
You got it. Good job.
From where? Kurdistan. Where's that?
He's from Iran. And he's...
It says Finland. Kurdistan? His name is Mr. Finland.
His ethnicity is Kurdish.
Where is that? Kurdistan?
No, that's in Iran.
Okay.
That's a region of Iran.
Gotcha.
And then he moved to Finland.
Okay.
And that's how he became Mr. Finland.
Okay. He is coming off a loss, but he was on a 3-fight winning streak before that in the UFC. Jason Knight coming off 2 losses his own, but he was on a 4-fight winning streak before that. I'll be anxious to see if Jason Knight can turn it around. He's only 25 years old. That's why he's nicknamed the Kid. I wonder if he'll change that, like Bow Wow did, like Lil Bow Wow. Like,
he's going to become the man.
Jason the Man Knight. I gotta go with Jason Knight on this one.
ANA MMA disagreeing again.
Whoa.
Slim's going with Jason Knight. I'm going with Makwan Amirkani.
Nice.
Staying in the featherweight division.
Mads Brunel going against
Hey Arnold.
Allen. Almighty Allen.
Almighty Allen.
Bruce Almighty Allen.
Almighty Allen.
The Englishman going up against what do you call people from Denmark?
Danish.
The Danes.
There you go.
I don't speak freaky deaky Dutch. Arnold Allen on a 3-fight winning streak. He's only 24 years old, fighting out of Turkey. I've always wanted to have English in Turkey. I'm kidding. He's fighting out of England. I just seen something that looked like Turkey.
You're a weird dude, man.
I know. I'm on one tonight. I'm excited. I don't have to work tomorrow, dude.
You're lit.
My boss is coming back from a week vacation. And I don't got to hear the bull. Nothing about it.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's great. What do you got on Mads Brunel? The Dane.
Mads Brunel is 8-2.
Mards. Mards.
Former Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu world champion. Not doing so hot lately. Oh, I'm sorry. He's 9-2. I lied to you guys. But not doing so hot lately. Looking to make a little bit of a comeback against a very hyped up prospect fighting in his hometown. I see it going to, Hey Arnold!
Same.
Arnold! Arnold?
Melvin football head!
Hey Arnold!
You know,
that was beautiful.
Yeah,
rendition.
Thank you. I remember the whole thing. Fantastic. Okay, and the next fight. That really bites!
Wow.
You remember that fucking dude?
Yeah.
Okay, in the next fight. We have number 9 welterweight contender Neil Magny going up against
Dude named Craig White.
The Thundercat, late replacement.
I'm not even going to make any jokes. I'm just going to say Neil Magny.
It's Neil Magny. So,
let's move on to the one people want us to talk about.
Boy, Stephen Wonderboard Thompson. Like I said at the beginning of talking about this card, I don't know why he's still ranked number 1. He lost a title fight twice. Technically, one was a draw, but if you didn't win the belt fighting against it, to me, that's a loss. Right?
No.
Okay.
And then he barely lost his...
I wouldn't call it...
And if he beats Aaron Till, I say he gets...
Right? Another one?
Yeah. Maybe. Or maybe Usman fights the winner of this fight.
Ooh, yeah.
Or, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe the loser of this fight. Yeah, either way.
Well, I could see winner. Why not? Anyway, Darren Wonderboy Till. Not Wonderboy Till.
Wow.
Stephen Wonderboy Thompson going
you
up against
on one.
The Gorilla. I didn't know his nickname was The Gorilla.
Bro, you don't remember him leaving gorilla emojis under like every picture?
Yeah, but I know they made it like his official nickname.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm a fucking light heavyweight fighting in a welterweight division. They can't take my power. Then I'm going to go take the middleweight belt and the light heavyweight belt. Shit, I might even go to heavyweight and claim that title too.
You're wildin'.
Darren Till, the man, the Englishman, the reason this card is coming to Liverpool.
Finally fighting. He's never even fought in England.
Right. And this is such a good fight for him. Everyone's talking about, no, he's not ready. He's not ready for Wonderboy. Bro, the way he took out Cerrone, if he can get it, I'm worried. I'm not going to lie. I'm worried. Steven's a great counterfighter.
But if you remember that, he wasn't doing too good
before that. His first fight in UFC, he got that knockout with the elbow.
But after that, it was an over the shoulder. Wonder Boy?
Yeah. No.
Oh, Darren Till.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was doing bad. He was dominant, but like we watched him against who was that?
Bojan Veličković.
Yeah, and he didn't really like. He was getting caught.
Yeah, and then before that, he fought Jessen Ayari. That was another unanimous decision, which he missed. He missed weight in that fight.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and then the fight before that, it was a majority draw with Nicholas Dalby, who I don't even... Is he still in the UFC?
Like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, he hasn't fought in the UFC since 2016, and he went on a three-fight losing streak after that. So, yeah, he's not even in the UFC anymore. He's losing to fucking Carlo Pietrasoli, who's in the UFC now, so...
Well,
what's up with Darren, man?
Do you think he
pulls this off?
Darren has more fights than Wonder Boy. Wonder Boy obviously has that karate background. Darren Till with the Muay Thai background. I want to say he pulls it off, but this is such a hard... If the Darren Till that showed up to fight Cowboy shows up in this, and which is in his hometown, Steven has the disadvantage for that. Like, he gets to sleep... Darren gets
and that
to
crowd's
sleep.
About to be...
Oh.
You know they love Darren Till.
Darren gets to sleep in his own bed. That's a big difference. So, let me get Darren Till, man.
ANA MMA going to disagree on this one.
Monty, you're a fucking pussy. Catch me in the ring or the cage, I'll fuck you up.
Or the streets, it don't fucking matter.
I've been stabbed before, I'll do it again.
I got that blinky for you, though, Darren. What do you think about that? That's what I thought.
Bullets don't scare me, neither does Wonder Boy.
Listen, I'm telling you guys right now, I'm cheering for Darren Till in this fight because I love Darren Till. He's one of my... I love him. He's a great fighter. He's exciting. He's what the UFC needs to take Connor's reign as the like fucking
foreign
fighter in the UFC.
Yeah.
But until I see him really... I don't want to say Cerrone was a joke or nothing like
innocent
that. I don't
want to
take
guilty,
I don't
want to
take
saying,
like, anything away from him beating Cerrone like that because Cerrone's a savage.
But this is a whole
different level, right?
I agree with you because the Bilicovic fight was kind of like he didn't really like.
I just want to see. I just need to see if he's on that different level now because he might have really reached that different level where he's elite now like that.
In training, bro, he fucking like the videos he's been posting. He's been murking the pads.
Yeah, but.
That's training,
that,
though.
You know that video?
This is practice.
Did you see that?
We're talking about practice.
That video you tagged me in, people were so sick about that
Which video?
Where he was just beating up that training partner. Just
Yeah, dude. That was sad. Why are you going to knock out your training partner?
Somebody, one UFC fighter wrote on that and was like, if that's how he's trained, that's not how Wonder Boy fights. So if that's who he's training with, I feel bad for him.
Like, well, I want to know what karate stylist did he get to train for this fight?
He straight hit him with the...
Boom. That was so upsetting. First of all, I feel bad for his training partner getting shown knocked out on camera.
Yeah, but then Darren Till...
Like,
after that Darren Till posted a video of him, his partner actually catching him?
No, I didn't.
He didn't knock him down or anything, but he hit him with a nice combo.
I did not know.
Yeah, he posted that. It was like, decent. For everybody talking shit, blah, 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 went off.
He's not bad.
Yeah, exactly. So
well, that's good, I guess. But man, yeah, give me Darren Till, dude.
ANA MMA again going to disagree on this one. Monty's going with the Wonder Boy, Steven Thompson, and Slim thinks Darren Till is the next big thing in this welterweight division, taking the number one contender spot if he wins this fight.
No,
how?
He's number eight. If you don't jump seven rankings,
if you beat number one, you're number one. If you beat the champion, you're the champion. So if you beat the number one contender,
but he'll be
number
two because they're fighting for the interim belt later in next month.
Yeah, he's gonna have to wait.
He'll be number two. Wonder Boy might be like number four after this, but there's no way he jumps up to number one and then RDA. Like, there's like the interim title holder is the number one contender, so he'll be like number two or three.
No, they're still considered a champion, so they're still a number one. Are you sure that?
Yeah, like Tony was always the number one contender when Connor had the belt because he had the interim belt.
What up, Bob? Bob in the building.
I thought it was Sean.
No, that's not Sean.
Bob in the building. Bob.
Did you see the new Bob the Builder? You kind of look like him.
Okay. The gorilla is going to get it done in his hometown. And he's going to talk a bunch of shit on the mic.
And you're going to be so happy, aren't you?
Oh, bro, I got more catchphrases to speak about him with.
So be on the lookout next, for our skit.
If Darren Till does win next episode, I will talk like him the entire time.
Please don't do that. Morton, I'm telling you guys right now.
I won't be in Ohio, hopefully, but I'll still try.
That's not happening.
Bob, did you bring home pizza?
You want some pizza?
Oh, he brought home pizza! Nah, well, once the episode's done. it's lit.
You're going to just taste test it live on air?
Oh, wow.
I've had Romeo's. Romeo slaps. What'd you get, a red stripe? What is that?
That's a right here. So, just MMA news real quick?
Yeah, what do you got?
Dan Hooker versus Gilbert Burns at UFC 226.
The Hangman.
Yeah, that's going to be a sick fight.
I like that. What fight was it? Avin, what is his name? Mercier, the Canadian gangster? I always forget his name. You know what I'm talking about with the mustache?
Yeah,
Avin Mercier. Avin, yeah. Mercier. He's fighting Alex Hernandez, the one who knocked out Benil Dariush. The other way. I thought that was his real name, was what you said.
Am I wrong? It is. No, yeah. Yeah, you say it backwards.
Benil Dariush, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good job, Slim.
Thanks. That's going to be a banger, dude. Is Mercier ready?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely think he's up to that task.
Another funny thing, he went on this Canadian sports thing. I think it was a sports show. It was like him and a panel of like three other people, and they were all like on screen together, but they were like in different spots around like wherever. Mm-hmm. And they told him, yeah, just look straight at the camera. And everyone else looked right at the camera. But he looked everywhere but the camera. So the whole entire time, everyone else is just looking straight ahead. Excuse me, while they're having their conversation or whatever, and he's just like looking around the room and just like looking at everything but the camera, and it was like actually pretty funny. He's a funny guy. I like him. The Canadian gangster, man. He's the truth.
Okay. Slim, he's got a new fan in Slim.
And I might just shave the beard and grow my mustache out for him.
Just to look like him? That'd be cool.
It's not, mine won't get as bushy though, but I might get like the little wax and just start like.
Ooh, wow. Some other news.
Yeah.
UFC 225 had some changes.
Uh-oh.
You will no longer see Alistair Overeem and Curtis Blaydes on the main card of the fight.
What? For real?
It got bumped to the prelims.
Stop.
You know who moved
226,
up?
226, you mean? No, it's 225. Who moved up?
Holly Holm and Megan Anderson. How do you feel about that? Because it seems
to CM Punk still on the fucking main card?
The main card is going to be Andrei Arlovsky versus Taito Iwasa.
Okay.
CM Punk versus Mike Jackson.
Dumb.
Holly Holm versus Megan Anderson.
Mm.
And then Dos Anjos versus Colby.
Are you telling me Whittaker Curtis Blaydes and Overeem isn't worth the main card spot? The number one contender status
They already had their heavyweight fight, I guess.
Bro, that is the number one contender status. If Overeem can get past Blaydes, he deserves another shot.
And they have Arlovsky and Taito Iwasa on the main card over that.
And that's not for a number one contender.
Right.
Whatever, man. Whatever they want to do. I mean, Tuivasa's going to knock Arlovsky out. I'm just saying that's going to be great. But
I feel like the winner... I feel like if Curtis Blaydes and Taito Iwasa both win, they fight next.
No, I believe Curtis gets the belt. He's number 5 right now. Taito Iwasa's like number like 14 or 13.
No, it's going to be...
I don't think he jumps that high. He might fight like a...
One of them has to go through...
Taito Iwasa versus Volkov in Russia later in the year.
Taito Iwasa versus...
Alexander Volkov, bro.
I'm just imagining Taito Iwasa versus Francis Ngannou. That'd be so cool.
Yeah, but Derek Lewis is fighting Ngannou.
I knew, but that I'm just saying.
That'd be cool. Taito Iwasa versus Fabricio Verdum.
Ooh,
that'd be nasty too. But no, I do not think he fights Curtis Blaydes next. If Curtis Blaydes wins, I believe that puts him up in the number one contender spot. Whoever gets the winner of Stipe and Cormier, provided that the winner of that fight doesn't fight Brock Lesnar, I think we'll fight Curtis Blaydes. I think this is the number one contender fight right here.
Wow.
Or
the heavyweight, the winner of this fighting again.
I love it. Or the winner of Overeem and Blaydes fights the winner of Lewis and Ngannou.
Okay.
I could see Derek Lewis versus Curtis Blaydes if they both win. That'd be a banger. But Curtis Blaydes would win that, wrestling-wise.
We'll see what happens, man. Only time will tell.
Right. Man, Guida's on this card. He's fighting Bobby Green, dude. Fuck. Yeah. 225.
That's a fire,
225
that's a fire
is nice.
Card right there.
We're getting ahead of ourselves, though. We still have a fight night ahead of that.
Right. But we'll talk to you guys about that at a later.
Damn, time. I'm going to be on vacation for that one. They better have fucking Wi-Fi where I'm going.
Frank Mir is going to go fight in Russia for a minute in that ACB.
He had one fight signed with Bellator?
He's going to go back to Bellator.
But he only had one fight contract? Like, usually if you're in a contract...
He's going to go fight in August for that ACB and then go back to Bellator in October.
Wow.
Yeah.
And fight who?
I don't think they have that.
The winner of Crow Cop Nelson?
Eh.
That'd be cool.
Maybe.
That's what? This weekend?
So...
Yeah.
A little bit on this Carlo Pietrasoli, because I just feel bad not talking about my mans earlier in the fight.
Who?
He is Italian. Shout out to the gang. You know what I'm saying?
Which one are you talking about?
The dude they signed because Salim Tohari.
Oh, yeah. Go on.
Yeah, he is 10-1, and they brought him in to fight against previously mentioned Bradley Scott. So, finally, the UFC gets another Italian fighter other than
Vettori.
Vettori!
My Ben Vettori. I thought they had one more.
I don't think so.
Oh, that was, he made, what was his name? He made Sports Illustrated. He was the first fighter to be on Sports Illustrated cover.
Not,
that was
Huerta.
Years ago. Yeah, Roger
Huerta. He's Mexican, bro.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Roger okay. Huerta is definitely Mexican.
Okay. Well, that's all I had. What did you have any more? Did
that's
you have anything else
got,
to say,
bro.
My dude?
That's all I got for reals.
Okay. Okay.
You know what's funny? You thought Roger Huerta was Italian because of his shorts he used to wear?
Yeah.
That's a Mexican flag? They're same colors?
No, what, wasn't there one more? Maybe I'm thinking of... it wasn't Roger Huerta. It was... he fights in Bellator now. Just Google Italian fighters. He was fighting Bellator. Oh, Alessio Sicara. It was him. He had the chest hat. You know what I'm talking about? No?
Mm-mm.
How do you spell that? I probably spelled that horribly wrong. Yeah, there it is. Alessio Sicara is from Italy. Yep. From Rome.
Nice. Yo, you know what's funny as fuck? I forgot who told us that shit was... somebody told me about that they were geeking. Oh, it was Chance. When I was like, my Italian ancestors, I think they were Roman. You were like, I thought you were Italian.
Oh, fuck Chance. Anyway, I'm kidding. I love that guy.
That was episode 53.
53. Hey, go listen to my song. It's on YouTube. Look up Slim. But the S is with the dollar sign. And closed. It'll pop up. It should be the only one. I don't know.
Oh, it's number one when you look it up.
Hey, lit. I'm the only Slim right now. Should I just keep it Slim? With the dollar sign?
Yeah, for sure.
Fuck yeah, dude. I'm actually going to play one of my new songs to play us out.
Oh, wow. Treat them.
You get a treat because we didn't take a break. I was going to do it on the break, but we didn't take a break. So this song is actually called Trapped. It's going to be on my new tape. I have a working title on that. It's going to be with Australian producer, Your Best Friend, Jippy. I don't know when that's going to drop because I'm not done with all the songs. I got two more to record. Oh, excuse me. My recording guy hasn't hit me up back yet. He's going through some shit.
Damn. You want to talk about it?
No. I don't know anything about it. He just hasn't hit me back. So this song's called Trapped. Love you guys. Bye.
I feel like I've been stuck on the frozen water. I guess I kind of feel bad for the father of the daughter that I made come from anal. Although she didn't really know.
Oh well.
She said she liked my poems until I left and said that she was misspoken. Feel like she ripped the jewels right out my scrotum. And some wounds never heal. I'm literally only living meal to meal and day by day. I hope that I can get my shit in order.
One day.
I make this music for myself. Well, you go have fun trying to advance the culture.
Right.
I'ma take my own avenue.
and try and rustle up some revenue to turn my porch outlook into a better view.
That looks great.
And then acquire some extra family members that I never knew. You see, I'm what's real, and the rest of you motherfuckers are Peter Pettigrews.
Wow.
Your rats are fakes. Yo, let's cut to the chase. You don't really be doing half the shit you say you is.
I hope not.
Type to hop up on a label and then be a pawn for them to play with. But by the time you realize it, you're too late.
Uh-oh.
Shit.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.